The Holiness of Enough. Proverbs chapter 30. Agur enters scripture without displaying credentials. He confesses ignorance. The Hebrew superscription may describe his words as an oracle, or possibly identify him with Massa, a northern Arabian people descended from Ishmael. If the latter is correct, Israel's scriptures preserve wisdom from an unexpected borderland voice. Yet Agur's authority begins not in self-confidence, but in knowing the limits of human knowledge. His questions about ascending to heaven, gathering the wind, and binding the waters are meant to humble us before the Creator. What is his son's name is not, in its first setting, a simple prediction placed there to solve. It intensifies the mystery. Can you name God and his household as though you had visited heaven? Yet Christians cannot read it without hearing Christ's words in John chapter 3, verse 13. The one whom Agur could not reach by wisdom has descended to us in grace. We do not discover God's Son by climbing high enough. The Son comes down and makes the Father known. The appetite that cannot say enough. A hidden thread runs through this chapter. Mouths, hunger, devouring, and restraint. The leech cries, "Give! Give!" The grave, barren womb, dry earth, and fire never say enough. The wicked have teeth like swords to consume the poor. The adulterer eats, wipes her mouth, and denies that anything happened. Sin is pictured as appetite without memory, limit, or gratitude. Against this stands Agur's remarkable prayer, neither poverty nor riches, but the food that is needful for me. The Hebrew suggests the bread of my appointed portion. It recalls Israel's manna, enough for each day, but not enough to make dependence unnecessary. It also anticipates Christ's teaching, "Give us today our daily bread," Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. Agur does not romanticize poverty. Severe need can expose people to desperation, just as wealth can produce the illusion that God is unnecessary. Therefore, this prayer is also a challenge to the church. If we ask God for daily bread, we must not build a world in which our neighbor cannot obtain it. Contentment is not indifference to injustice. It is freedom from hoarding, joined to concern that everyone has enough. Wisdom in small bodies. Ancient sages often studied animals as living parables. Agur notices ants, locusts, the small rock-dwelling hyrax, and a lizard, or perhaps a gecko. The Hebrew is uncertain. None succeeds by pretending to be something else. The hyrax does not become strong, it makes the rock its refuge. The lizard remains catchable, yet enters palaces. Biblical wisdom is not becoming invulnerable. It is learning where to dwell in our weakness. Christ, the solid rock I stand, is not merely funeral language. It is the daily wisdom of the hyrax. The chapter ends with a hand over the mouth. Before pressing anger until it bleeds into strife, stop. Holy restraint is the final answer to endless appetite. Suggested cross-references, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 through 3. John chapter 3, verses 12 through 13. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. James chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. Suggested hymn, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." Prayer. Father, deliver us from appetites that cannot say enough. Give us our appointed bread, make us generous toward those in need, and teach us to take refuge in Christ. Place wisdom in our weakness and restraint upon our lips. Amen.